Blog Talk Radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on, we got to. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Hello out there in podcast land. Welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in. This is Nurse Carmen. This is a Hodge to Hodge podcast. It's the Messenger Edition. And we have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And now we'll have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and once again, welcome all. That may come out or download the podcast later. On this podcast, I asked a question, and the question was, how are you doing today? And I asked this question because it's important for us to know that the more pleasure you give yourself, the more pleasure you can give to another. Likewise, if you give yourself the pleasure of power, you have more power to share with others. The same is true of fame, wealth, glory, success, or anything else which makes you feel good. Now, feeling good is the soul's way of shouting, "This is who I am." Have you ever been in a classroom where the teacher was taking attendance, calling the roll, and when you hear your name called, you say, "Here." Yes. Well, feeling good is the soul's way of saying here. Now, a lot of people are ridiculing this whole idea of doing what feels good. They say this is the road to hell. Yet, I say this is the road to heaven. Much depends, of course, on what you say feels good. In other words, what kind of experience feels good to you? Yet, I tell you this, kind of evolution ever took place through denial. If you are to evolve, it will not be because you've been able to successfully deny yourself the things that you know feel good, but because you've granted yourself these pleasures and found something even greater. But how can you know that something is greater if you've never tasted the lesser? Religion would have you take its word for it. This is why religion ultimately fails. Spirituality, on the other hand, will allow success. Religion asks you to learn from the experience of others. Spirituality urges you to seek your own. Religion cannot stand spirituality. It cannot abide in it. For spirituality may bring you to a different conclusion than a particular religion. And this is no known religion can tolerate. Religion encourages you to explore the thoughts of others and accept them as your own. Spirituality invites you to toss away the thoughts of others and come up with your own. Feeling good is your way of telling yourself that your last thought was true, that your last word was wisdom, that your last action was love. To notice how far you have progressed, to measure how highly you have evolved, simply look to see what makes you feel good. Yet, don't seek to force your evolution to evolve further faster by denying what feels good or stepping away from it. Self-denial is self-destruction. Yet also know this, self-regulation is not self-denial. Regulating one's behavior is an active choice to do or not to do something based on one's decision regarding who they are. If you declare that you are a person who respects the rights of others, a decision not to steal or rob from them, not to rape and plunder, it's hardly self-denial. It is self-declaration. This is why it is said that the measure of how far one has evolved is what makes one feel good. If acting irresponsibly, if behaving in a way which you know might damage others or cause hardship or pain is what makes you feel good, then you have not evolved very far. Awareness is the key here, and it is the task of the older people in the families and communities to create and spread this awareness amongst the young. It is likewise the job of God's messenger to increase awareness among all people so that they may understand that what is done to for one is done to or for all, because we are all one. When you come from "we are all one," it is virtually impossible to find that hurting another feels good. So-called irresponsible behavior vanishes. It is within these parameters that evolving being seeks to experience life. It is within these parameters that I say grant yourself permission to have all that life has to offer, and you will discover it has more to offer than you ever imagined. You are what you experience. You experience what you express. You express what you have to express. You have what you grant yourself. God created two sexes at the same time, but the yin and the yang in everything, in the whole universe. They are part of the yin and the yang, the male and this female. They are the highest living expression of it in our world. They are the yin and the yang in form, and one of many physical forms. The yin and yang, the here and the there, the this and the that, the up and the down, the hot and the cold, the big and the small, the fast and the slow, the matter and the antimatter. All of it is necessary for you to experience life as you know it. So you say, how best can you express the things called sexual energy? Lovingly, openly, playfully, joyfully, outrageously, passionately, sacredly, romantically, humorously, spontaneously, touchingly, creatively, unbashfully, sensually, and of course, frequently. Pre-creation is the happy after the logical forethought of most human sexual experience. The idea that sex is only to make babies is naive. And the corollary through that sex should therefore stop when the last child is conceived, is worse than naive. It violates human nature. And that is the nature that God gave you. Sexual expression is the inevitable result of an external process of attraction and rhythmic energy flows which fuel all of life. God has built into all things an energy that transmits its signal throughout the universe. Every person, animal, rock, tree, every physical thing sends out energy like a radio transmitter. You are sending off energies, emitting energies right now from the center of your being in all directions. This energy, which is you, moves outward in wave patterns. The energy leaves you, moves through the walls, over mountains, past the moons, and into forever. It never, ever stops. Every thought you've ever had colors this energy. When you think of someone, if that person is sensitive enough, he or she can feel it. Every word you've ever spoken shapes it. Everything you've ever done affects it. The vibration, the rate of speed, the wavelength, the frequency of your emanation shifts and changes constantly with your thoughts, moods, feelings, words, and actions. You've heard the saying, sending off good vibes. And it's true. That's very accurate. Now, every person is naturally doing the same thing. And so either the air between you is filled with energy, a matrix intertwining, interwoven personal vibe that forms a tapestry more complex than you could ever imagine. This weave is the combined energy field within which we all live. It is powerful and affects everything, including you. You then send out newly created vibes, impacted as you are by the incoming vibes to which you are being subjected. And these, in turn, add to and shift the matrix, which in turn affects the energy fields of everybody else, which impacts the vibes they send off, which impacts the matrix, which impacts you, and so forth. Now, you may think this is just some fanciful illusion, but have you ever walked into a room where the air was so thick you can cut it with a knife? Or have you ever heard two people working on the same problem at the same time, one opposite side of the globe, each working on the problem without the other's knowledge? And each suddenly coming up with the same solution simultaneously and independently? These are common occurrences and some of the more obvious manifestations of the matrix. The matrix, the combined current energy field within any given parameter, is a powerful vibe. If you directly impact, affect, and create physical objects and events, wherever two or more are gathered in my name. Your popular psychologists have termed this energy matrix the collective consciousness. It can and does affect things on your planet, the prospect of war and the chances of peace. All is the result of consciousness. So to the more specific events and conditions in your personal life, all the world is exchanging energy all the time. Your energy is pushing out, touching everything else. Everything and everyone else is touching you. But now an interesting thing happened. At some point midway between you and everything else, those energies meet. To make a more vivid description, let's imagine two people in a room. They are on the far side of the room with each other. We'll call them Tom and Mary. Now, Tom's personal energy is transmitting signals about Tom in a 360-degree circle out in the universe. Some of that energy wave hits Mary. Mary, meanwhile, is emitting her own energy, some of which hits Tom. But these energies meet each other in a way you might not have thought of. They meet midway between Tom and Mary. Here, the energies unite. Remember now, these energies are physical phenomena. They can be measured and felt, and combined to form a new energy unit we'll call to Mary. Mm. It is the energy of Tom and Mary combined.
Okay.
Tom and Mary could very well call this energy the body between us, for it is just that, a body of energy to which both are connected, which both are feeding the continuous energy, which flows to it, which is sending energy back to its two sponsors along the thread or cord or pipeline that always exists within the matrix. Indeed, this pipeline is the matrix. It is the experience of to Mary, which is the truth of Tom and Mary. It is to this holy communion that both are drawn. I'm going to say this again because hopefully this will ring a bell for somebody. It is this holy communion both are drawn, for they feel along the pipeline the sublime joy of the body between, of the joined one, the blessed union. Tom and Mary standing off at a distance can feel in a physical way what is going on in the matrix. Both are urgently drawn toward this experience. They want to move towards each other at once. Now their training sets in. The world has trained them to slow down, to mistrust the feeling, to guard against hurt, to hold back. But the soul wants to know to Mary now. If the two are lucky, they will be free enough to set aside their fears and trust that love is all there is. They are irreconceivable, drawn now, these two, to the body between them.
Yes.
To Mary is already being experienced metaphysically, and Tom and Mary will want to experience it physically, so they'll move closer together. Now to get to each other, not to get to each other, it looks that way to the casual observer, but they are each trying to get to Mary. They are trying to reach that place of divine union which already exists between them, the place where they already know they are one and what it's like to be one. So they move towards this feeling they are experiencing as they close the gap between them, as they shorten the cord, the energy they are both sending to Mary travels a shorter distance and is thus more intense. Now they stand just a few feet apart. The body between them is glowing hot, vibrating with terrific speed. They connect. To and from to Mary is thicker, wider, brighter, burning with the transfer of incredible energy. The two are said to be burning with desire. They are. They move closer still. Now they touch. The sensation is almost unbearable, exquisite. They feel at the point of their touch all the energy of to Mary. All the compact, intense, unified substance of their combined being. If you open yourself to your greatest sensitivity, you'll be able to feel this subtle, sublime energy as a tingling when you touch. Sometimes the tingling will run right through you, or as heat at the point of your touch. Heat, which you may also suddenly feel throughout your body. But concentrate deeply within your lower chakra or energy center. It will burn there especially intensely. And Tom and Mary will now be said to have the hots for each other. Now the two embrace. And they closed the gap even further with Tom, Mary, and to Mary all filling the same space. Tom and Mary can feel to Mary between them, and they want to get even closer, to literally meld with to Mary, to become to Mary in physical form. Now, God has created in the male and female bodies a way to do that. Now, at this moment, Tom and Mary's bodies are ready to do that. Tom's body is now ready to literally enter Mary. And Mary's body is ready to literally receive Tom within her. The tingling, the burning is now beyond intense. It is indescribable. The two physical bodies join. Tom, Mary, and to Mary become one in the flesh.
Okay.
In the flesh. Now, I just said a lot of stuff, and now if you stop for a moment and hear what it is I would say, as from a scientific, from a spiritual, then where it says that they said let no man separate. Because you can't. You become one. And in the analogy I just used, nobody got married per se. But they are one.
Marriage, yeah, messenger, you're waking up. Messenger?
Okay. Yes. How about now? Is that better?
Is
any better?
A little bit more than that. Well, it's not breaking up.
All right.
Better.
Well,
yeah.
All right, well, maybe I've said enough, and that's enough for something for us to begin to just think about how we become one, not with this religious marriage ceremony, but with the energy that our bodies create with each other. It has nothing to do with somebody reading some words. It physically becomes, you're spiritually one, and to some extent you become physically one. That is marriage.
Okay.
So on that, I'm just going to just play a little bit of our closing song, and
okay.
I really want some to go back over and listen to this, because it was a lot said regarding Tom, Mary, and to Mary.
Amen.
And if we can hear what it is that the three of them are dealing with and going through, then we can understand. We can better appreciate real relationships. And real relationships can survive so much more because it's from a different level. Things that would upset the casual get-together because I like his eyes. There's no energy, but I like his eyes. Those relationships can't stand. I don't care how many times you go to marriage counsel. I don't care how many times you get married. Marriage is the energy from one to another that links you together, that you become one.
Amen.
I thank you for taking the time to listen.
I
hope that you would go over and let the words sink down into you and give you better reverence to what it is that I was trying to express today. I thank you, and I look forward to hopefully Sunday. If not Sunday, we'll definitely be back again on Thursday. God bless. Stay strong and know who you are. Good night.
Amen. All right. Good night.